What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's lip service. It's me, Stephanie Santiago, and Leah McSweeney. And on this episode, we have my guy, Raekwon. Now, you know, my first job working in the music industry was with Wu-Tang. So Raekwon and I go way back, and you're about to learn a lot of things about him today that I had no idea. Maybe I didn't even want to know. Okay, all I have to say is Cambodian refugee. Check it out. What's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Leah, put your phone
down.
Say who you are.
Leah McSweeney.
Chef.
Yes, the chef is here. You know what's funny? So we were just talking about this before you walked in. And since you are the chef, this is a great question for you to get started with. Raekwon, how important is it to you that a woman can cook?
99.9% good.
Sorry, Leah.
Oh, well, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to work out.
You know, nah, but it's real because it's like, you got to know how to cook. You can't, you know, when you older, can't play those games. You know what I mean? You know, the key to a man's heart is his, you know, his stomach.
His stomach, right.
You know, you got to feed a nigga. You know, you want good dick. You want all of that. It's all about the food.
If you want,
maybe I can take some
can't
lessons.
Always order out.
If you want him to feed you with his dick, you got to feed him some food, okay?
I think that I didn't learn how to cook until I was older, until I was like 21, 22. I don't agree with the way to a man's heart is through eating.
Well, Raekwon just told you he's a man.
Yeah, but that's wrong. He said 99.9. He said 99.9%, which means there's that 1%.
0.1.
Yeah, that 0.1%. I think that a way to a man's heart is through good pussy.
Okay, okay, that's a good point.
I think if you meet a girl with good pussy, you could teach her how to cook.
True. That makes sense.
You know, all right, it's amazing.
That's all about negotiating. You know what I mean? You
got but no matter what, because yeah. Leah, you were saying you burn grilled cheese sandwiches.
I know. It's bad, but I have other great qualities. They're just not.
Me too.
It's just
you have
not
good hair.
It's not the cooking part. My sister got the good cooking skills, and I don't have them. It's like, it's very hard for me to like go to the grocery store and pick a bunch of stuff out to make a meal. And like, it doesn't make me feel good. I feel like I'm lacking. Like, I'm a mother, you know, I'm a woman. I should know how to like cook a meal and like, you know, nurture someone and do it. But it's just like, I'm at work all day, you know, and I come home. It's like, I don't have the time to go to the grocery store and shop and then cook and everything. So it's a little different.
Well, Raekwon, if a woman has good pussy, is it okay that she doesn't know how to cook?
I mean, you know, you gotta be good at something though. You know what I mean? And like I said, after a while, you know, you could give a nigga good pussy, but sometimes, you know, a nigga might not want no pussy. A nigga might just wanna
be hungry.
You know, can I get a steak with onions and, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, boy, you can't make something simple, you know? Not like you can't, you just gotta be willing to wanna learn it, you know?
100%.
You know, I think at the end of the day, it's nothing wrong if you don't, but you still got to just be willing to try. But that is something that's important.
That's the key to relationships, period, is to be willing to try something that maybe you don't normally
compromise with your bird.
I was dating a guy from Atlanta, and I did start making grits.
I love grits.
Instant grits?
And you know
what?
No, for real, and they were good. So maybe if I just really like the guy and I'm, you know,
I'm
into him, then I can do it.
Learn how to cook. Yeah, you can learn how to cook whenever.
That's true, because if you really like somebody, you will put some effort into things. I'm sure there's things that you thought you would never do that you did because you really like somebody. He's like, what the fuck am I doing?
I mean, you know, I cook for bitches if I have to, you know what I mean? I'm not nigga that'll freak it and serve you. You know, it might just be that
thing.
Moment,
that
though. It might just
if
be Raekwon that moment.
If Raekwon the chef doesn't cook for me, okay, there's something wrong.
What's your specialty? What do you like?
You know, I like fish, you know, which is my favorite dish.
Wow.
I can't.
Yeah. Nah, but you know, bacon and all that, that's simple, man.
You make bacon?
Bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
Bacon.
Salah requires bacon.
Oh shit, y'all crazy.
So will you cook like breakfast in the morning after like that kind of like
I do it all. I do it all, baby. You got, you know, when you fucking with a man, that's what you get.
What if the pussy's whack? Are you still gonna make breakfast?
Hell no.
Nothing.
You know, I mean, I'ma just be disappointed, but you know, you might, you know.
Is she gonna be hungry? Could you date a woman that eats bacon?
Eats bacon?
Yeah, like pork and all of that. Does that matter to you?
I can't tell a person what to eat. You know what I mean? Don't just, you know, be eating it in my face and then, you know, trying to kiss on a nigga or whatever, you know?
With your bacon breath.
That's disrespectful, you know? But I can't tell a person what to eat, though, you know?
Yeah.
I could just tell you what it, you know, what it do to you.
Because it's hard for me, too. Like, there's people that I've dated. You know who I can't date? No disrespect to Leah, because I know you don't drink. I can't date a guy who doesn't drink.
Me either.
It's hard for me.
Alcoholics.
So
no.
Gotta be smoked, though.
Yeah, fine. And it's hard for me to date a guy that doesn't smoke weed.
You can't date a guy that...
I like to smoke, and then when I'm dating a guy who doesn't smoke... It's like, what I'm high do? And you're getting on my nerves. Maybe if you got high,
contact.
We could
Angela,
get along.
You know what? I don't think that's true. I think you could date a guy that doesn't drink.
I could, but
that'd be super dope.
Yeah, but you know what? It's hard because like sometimes you'd be like, let's go have a drink. And sometimes it's fun like to be tipsy with your man.
Well, you could be tipsy and maybe he's, what if you're that, what if there's
fun,
that
like,
much chemistry? You don't need it.
I don't know. He's got to do something.
No, but I'm very submissive. I'll do it. Like, if my boyfriend doesn't drink or smoke, I'll stop too. Like, I'll be like, okay, I don't drink and smoke anymore either.
I dated this guy one time and he didn't drink, but then he had the nerve one time he went out. And mind you, he was having like a double burger with bacon and telling me how bad drinking was. I was like, do you know what you're eating?
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
Just let me do me. You do you. I'm letting you eat what you want to eat.
Right.
You know?
100%.
I think when you get somebody that's compatible to you on that level, like if you smoke and they smoke, you know, it just makes the relationship more fun.
Right.
You know, when you're dealing with somebody that don't have, you know, they say opposites attract sometimes too, you know? But, you know, having somebody that do what you do, and you know, it just spice shit up sometimes.
It's fun to me to be like, because
I might be in the mood having fun, like, yo, boo, suck my dick. Like, yo, I want you to not take it like, you know, like personal. Take it like, damn, you want your dick sucked right now?
Have you ever dated a girl who doesn't suck dick?
To be like that.
Have you ever dated a girl who doesn't suck dick?
Yeah, I mean,
what
does that bother you?
Who doesn't suck? How old was she? Was she young?
I mean, this is back in the day. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
It
like,
had to be.
Could that last?
I don't know.
Could you go your life without never having no blowjob ever again?
In
the year 2015, every heterosexual woman should put dick in her mouth.
Oh my god.
Every single one.
She is amazing.
And every guy should put pussy in his mouth.
On his face.
That's right. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Too.
You heard that, niggas? They telling y'all,
like,
niggas,
let's do 69
man.
Or something.
Facts only. Because if I do that, I always feel like a guy should do it first, too. Like,
a
I
guy
always feel
should
like
go
guy,
down on you and then you go down on him.
I feel like he should do it first.
Me
it's
too.
Like an initiation.
You mean in the relationship or like at night? Like, or whenever you're
just
hooking
the first time ever. Like,
the first time ever, it
the first
should be
time
him.
Ever,
right,
he should do it first.
Okay.
Nah, he shouldn't do it the first time. How you figure
no,
that?
Not the first time, but like he should go before me. Like, before we ever do
he
all that.
He should throw your ass in the tub and boil your pussy.
Oh my God.
And you know, because some bitches don't know how to wash up. You know what I mean? Like,
now,
they don't know how
to
get on their knees and get up and really get in there and wash that out. Like,
well,
yo, you want
crazy.
Me to eat that?
That's crazy.
That
no,
box
that
gotta
be
clean.
Bleak.
Well, you gotta get rid of all your schmegma and all that.
Ew, man.
Nigga gotta get in it. You know, you're supposed to.
You gotta
know,
pull that head through the hood back.
That's the problem with dating guys that aren't circumcised. Like, if they're too young, like they don't know how to clean themselves.
That's
like, before you hook up, it's like, yo, get in my sink
up.
Or shower,
right,
whatever.
Please, pull
in
that
my
hood
sink
back.
Shower.
Do what you gotta
do. Pull that hood back.
The turtleneck.
And scrub.
Okay, now, I want you guys to finish this sentence, okay? Because this is something I was thinking about over the weekend, okay? I know I'm in love when... Because it's something that we do when we're like, okay, I must love him or I must love her because I did this. So, Stephanie, what's that with you?
I'm in love when I don't want to be with anybody else, when I don't want to fuck with anybody else. Because I can be fucking with somebody and look at him like, I'm sick of you. I need to call my other boyfriend.
My other boyfriend.
Exactly. Or my other boyfriend. Exactly. That's how I know I'm in love, when I don't want to cheat. I have no desire for another man.
Okay. Ray, I know I'm in love when... What is something?
I know I'm in love when I know I give a bitch... Not a bitch, but you know what I mean.
But I don't call a bitch a bitch.
I know I'm in love when I give a bitch a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just really focusing on her, you know? Really, it's all about if you get time out of a nigga. I mean, and I'm not talking about no month or something. I'm talking about like, damn, I know you for like 3 years. I really love you like that. You know what I mean? Because it's different levels of love. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? A nigga could love you because he loved the person you are and what you about. Or a nigga could be in love with you because you a soldier for real, for real. So there's different levels of love.
Leah,
but that when I know we put that time in.
But I'm talking about specific things. Like, I know I'm in love if I take a booger out your nose.
I feel like can you even still be in love after 3 years? You know what I mean? Like, that's...
What? I would hope so.
Just, I mean, in my experience, you know.
Oh, my God. I know I'm in love when I want to start popping your pimples.
Oh. Because you don't do that with somebody you just like.
Yeah. You know, like, oh, baby, got a pimple on your back. Let me get that.
Right.
Ew.
Oh, you know what? I know I'm in love if I tell you I have to take a shit and I go do it.
Shit.
That's fucking crazy.
You shit in front of your nigga?
Not in front of anyone, but I'll tell you I have to and I'll go lock the door and I might yell through the door, but I would never leave the door open.
You are if I'm in love with you, you're never even going to know that I shit.
I'll lock the door.
You know? Like, what? I'll be a fucking ninja. Like,
when you got to take a shit?
Yeah, no. Like, if I really like the guy, hell no. Like, he's never going to.
I went to Miami
that one time I got a colonic so I wouldn't shit the whole time.
Wow, you got a colonic just so you wouldn't shit?
Yes.
Yeah, you're amazing.
That's crazy.
I know, but it's like disgusting. I don't want the guy knowing. Like,
but that's a sign of love. If you can tell somebody, like, right? Wouldn't you agree? No. Shitting in front of someone is a big deal.
That's a sign that your relationship is old and stale. If you're fucking letting him know
that
you have to
take a
shit. It
means that you're comfortable enough.
Oh, I don't want to be that comfortable.
Be like, he knows me well enough that it doesn't matter that my shit smells terrible.
Oh God, that's fucked up.
Well, no, but that's you gotta do up. The courtesy flush. Like every drop that falls in, you flush. And then... Am I right?
Oh my God,
that's your opinion. I mean, I feel like a woman. If I'm in the bathroom taking the shit, yeah, come in. You know
come
what
in.
I mean?
Yeah,
you know, if you're going with, you know, you whatever. I mean, you know, I'm minding my business. It's like my nigga, do you? But you shitting in front of me and I'm smelling it.
That's
a problem.
That's not fair. Now you don't think it should be bad. Yep. So you've never loved anybody enough that you'll go brush your teeth while she's taking the shit?
No.
Damn.
Not taking it, you know.
He cannot smell your shit. That is the end of the relationship. Well,
but what if she does a courtesy
I can know
flush?
You in there and you took the shit, but I'm not in there
right,
smelling
but you don't want to smell
but you
it.
Can
that
come in and smell my
I
shit.
Mean, you using the bathroom is so personal.
It is
you can
personal.
Come in and smell my shit.
Like, I can't even be
and
in
the
bathroom
open
with my friends. That. Like, I can't have anyone in the bathroom, not even my child in the bathroom while I'm...
I can't talk here.
About it. It's weird to me. I swear, I can't, like you said, I locked the door. What are you doing in there? Nothing.
Now, what are some other things you do when you know you're in love? Now, somebody was telling me, I know I'm in love when I buy stuff, when I go shopping and I buy stuff for my man.
Wait,
also.
Can I tell you something? Today, I Googled, what happens to your brain when you fall in love? And there was this, there's scientific explanations of what happens with the chemicals, what's going on.
The endorphins?
Why your endorphins, serotonin, dopamine, like why you're super focused, why you get obsessive, why, I mean, all of it. And it's all has to do with just like procreating. Like, it's just chemicals in your brain. I mean, I'm sure there's more to it and love is
you,
real.
Why did you Google that?
I just felt like it.
I wonder.
But I was researching this today.
Yeah, and you know how else you know you're in... Well, okay, now let me ask you this.
You don't sleep, you don't eat, you can't stop thinking about them.
I think when you're in love, you eat a lot more because you guys go, like, do things like, let's go out and eat, you know, let me cook for you, da-da-da-da-da.
It's hard for me to, like, when I really like someone right in the beginning, it's hard for me to, like, eat and do anything in front of them because I'm nervous, like, I'm mad nervous.
And then you probably have to
time.
Stop yourself from, like, calling them and texting them all the
Why
time.
Why are you nervous, though? What's the purpose of being nervous?
I don't know. It just happens.
It's a good nervous.
It's a good nervous. Yeah, it's like, you know, butterflies and, like, the heart racing and all that. But it makes me, like, not that hungry or
but
something.
But that's not being you if you can't sit there and be you.
But it's the beginning.
Listen, if the nigga's on you and he like you, all that, whatever, it's already in the past because he have you in his presence right now. So it's all about interjecting with that man and seeing what he's about. It's not about you being nervous and feeling like you're going to lose him. You give a fuck about him like that?
Yeah, but it's not, I'm nervous about losing him. I'm just nervous. That's it.
Mm. Yeah, it's like a jittery, you know, fun, like, I don't know, maybe nervous isn't the right word.
Yeah, maybe not.
You know
what I do when I'm first dating somebody? That's something that I don't usually do. I always wear like amazing underwear. I'm like wearing like $600 bra and panties.
Damn,
every time
I don't have no $600 bra.
Yeah, like I'm like wearing La Perla every day. Mm. Then we get into a relationship, babe. What happens to your panties? I don't wear panties. Right. Sorry, babe.
Normally I don't wear any. Mm. Well, that's interesting. All right, now, here's the next question. Okay, should you research somebody? If you meet somebody, right, Ray, say you meet somebody, whatever, on the road, whatever happens, and or wherever you meet them through a friend, do you Google them? Or do you look for their Instagram, Twitter, and go through all that?
Nah.
Nah, it's hard not to, though.
He's
it's
a
so,
G. That's nah, why he's not
you know
so accessible.
Nah.
He's
to a, me, it's
an
like,
exception to the rule,
you know, it's like a nigga sitting here saying, like, Every chick you meet or whatever might not have a pass, you know? You know, it depends. If you meet somebody and you like, oh, yo, I know you, I'm familiar with you, or she give you that incentive to make you be like, let me investigate this bitch. You know what I mean? And that's different, right, but I'm not going on Google or Instagram. I'm going to do my own little homework on the low. Like, you know, I might, yo, you know this chick? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, somebody might know her, you know? And really...
Does it make a difference if they do?
Not really. I mean, it's all about the personality of that person or what you prepared to, you know, to want.
What if they was like, yeah, we ran a train on her back in the day. Does that matter?
Whoa.
Like, I'm just asking. Shit happens.
Down, B. Yo,
I'm saying, but does that matter? You know, it was 10 years ago.
A nigga might just go at it just based on might want the experience or whatever, seeing what that's about.
When I meet a guy, I search his name in the sex offenders list.
Oh my God.
That's the only search I do.
God, I've never even thought of doing that.
You're lying. I believe that you search more
every
than
nigga.
That.
I mean, it depends, but usually,
you definitely
as
search
soon
more.
As I meet
if
a guy,
do that.
I'm like, oh, what's your name?
And wait,
name?
And has anything ever come up?
Yeah.
Oh my God, where do you meet these guys?
Holy shit. I was dating a guy. I didn't get to date him, but I met this guy. Let me tell you, I met him. He was amazing, good looking, had perfect teeth. He had dreadlocks. He was gorgeous, gorgeous guy. Mm-hmm. And I searched him, and I was like, wow, I think this is going to be my future husband. We had much in common. He was amazing. After like 2 weeks, he wasn't like trying to have sex with me at all. He never tried to get alone with me. And I think that's nice. I think that's, you know, that's nice.
Or it means he has a small penis.
You never know.
That's what that means when a guy doesn't try to have sex
with me. So I'm sitting there talking with my friend, and she's like,
he has an STD or he's like,
girl, there's something wrong with him. The girl's like, my friend's like, girl, there's something wrong with him. He can't be this perfect. He had a good job. He lived in a nice neighborhood, nice car. She was like, you should put him in the sex offenders list. And I was like, oh my God, I never thought about that.
Nice
and
felony record.
And he's there. He's a pedophile.
Oh my God.
A pedophile.
So you were too old.
He went to jail. He went to jail for having sex with a 13-year-old girl.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So now ever since, every time I start liking somebody, I'm like,
let me put you in the sex offenders list.
Let me check him out in the sex offenders list.
That's traumatizing.
I always feel like there's definitely something wrong if you're dating a guy and he doesn't try to have sex with you, like,
immediately,
you know, not immediately, but after a little while, and y'all go out
What's
mad
a little
times,
while?
And say he's at your house or you're at his house, and he doesn't try to have sex with you, something's wrong with
right?
him.
Right? No, I
don't
invited
you agree,
him
right?
over. I invited him over. I was ready to go, and he did not try me. He didn't even try to kiss me.
Let me tell y'all, niggas.
You came out with your La Perla.
Let me say something.
Exactly.
Let me say something real quick. Let me give y'all some gems real quick because.
Yeah.
Please number
do.
One, I respect y'all because y'all women, y'all a different breed from us, but every time. A man is not always wanting pussy from the rip because me, I'm the type of person where if I feel like you giving me pussy too fast, it's like I'm going to be like, this bitch fucking mad niggas,
mm-hmm,
be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Only it's just gonna come to me like that. But every time, a nigga might just want to chill and fill you out and see what kind of bitch you is right now. Because you know what? If I blow you now, I might not even want to deal with you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But if I if I'm just, because, you know, a nigga might just be marinating, like, I know I got this pussy. I ain't worried about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's already in the bag. I already know. But you know what? I'm a freak. Her don't give her no dick tonight. Now, you got to wait up for me. And see, it's all about the control. It's like being a pimp, but being a real nigga pimp and still getting an opportunity to see who you are. Like, if a nigga just come in and just fuck you, like, it don't take a second. It's like, yo, don't expect him to stick around.
That was too easy. But what if you've been out a few times and he's come to your house, you've been to his house, and he still doesn't try anything?
Oh, then he's a weirdo.
That's what I'm saying. It's been
a
few times.
No, I'm
telling you.
And I always feel like something has to be wrong with you. With a guy, it means that... I always think if that happens that he has a small penis because he wants to make sure that y'all are cool enough that it's not
like that. You're not gonna like fucking kick him out or laugh at him. Right?
I gotta make sure we build this trust between us.
Honestly, if I was a guy with a small dick, I'd kill myself.
No, you wouldn't. Shut up. Don't say that. Because I'm not going to like guys with big
me
dicks.
And my aunt,
crazy, man.
Guys with big dicks
me
immediately.
And my aunt agreed with that.
They
we
want you to see
that
shit immediately.
I agree with that, too.
I mean, it's like, dude, I would like travel to the end of the world to get a dick implant. Like, if I had a small
and they have like the electronic one that you can press the button and it gets hard.
No, but for real, if you're a guy, there's nothing you could do. If your penis is mass, small, that's just it.
I don't know. I watched a documentary. About this guy with a small dick, and he went to the
documentary
or something. I don't know, somewhere so far, and the guy came to the hotel with a drink, like a potion. He was and then he had a panic attack, and he didn't drink it. But he also went to Korea to get a dick operation because they do them like crazy in Korea. Because like
Asians,
yeah,
this is what you do.
No,
so
offense
sad.
To your
that
aunt,
is so sad.
I'm
we
not being
Koreans.
Racist right now, Angela.
Oh shit!
But yeah, but he didn't end up doing it. But it's cool. It's
he
a good documentary.
Do
no, he didn't end up doing it. But he ended up meeting a girl who accepted him for his small dick.
Now listen, and women will put up with anything.
Maybe
let's
she only
clear.
Wants it in the ass.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's a shortage of good men out there, so women will put up with that if you do.
Women
other
will fucking
things.
Put up with anything. It's crazy,
right? If a guy eats you out good and does all of that, maybe you could.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you can get a toy, you can buy a dick, and you can, like, fuck the shit out of
him. He can put a strap
it's
on.
Like,
on
right. A lesbian. Exactly, like a lesbian.
Cop a dick,
or nah.
Niggas.
You can cop a dick.
Cop a dick. 1-800, cop
a dick. Spot.
You know what? They should make something that's, like, some type of, you know, something, penis extension. That for a guy, he could... Let me patent that. Before,
yeah, wait. Don't even talk about it.
If it's something you could add on,
just you
like,
know what? Go talk to the lawyer, the patent lawyer tomorrow. Don't even talk about it right
penis
now.
Penis extends. Hey, Stephanie, you know what cream would be great on your face?
What?
This anti-aging product. It's called B-Nigma Cream, okay? It comes from New Zealand, and they have an active ingredient. It separates them from other facial creams. It's bee venom, so...
I'm always looking for like something to, I'm such a freak about the skin on my face. Like I don't like wearing makeup a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I know you like creamy things on your face. Well,
I love creamy things.
Yes. Well, the skin reacts to the bee venom. It triggers an increase in our body's production of wrinkle-smoothing collagen and elastin. It lifts, plumps, and tightens our skin. And it gives you an anti-aging and rejuvenation effect. It makes your skin more radiant and youthful by reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles.
That's
all
my
the things,
favorite thing. I always want to be radiant and youthful.
All the things that sperm day. Just can't do, okay? Now,
I wish sperm could do that.
In clinical trials, B-Nigma reduced face wrinkle death by 34% and wrinkles around the eyes by 52%. And 95% of people reported their skin appeared more youthful. So who doesn't want that? They sent me some samples and I can tell you it's fantastic.
Can I get some samples? Really? I'm going to buy it myself.
I got you. I got some for you. Don't worry about it. Now, B-Nigma is a premium face cream, but with that 25% off discount that we're giving you and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose for trying it. So you can see for yourself why B-Nigma Cream is the rave of the beauty industry. Go to bnigmacream.com/lip service and you can get your 25% off discount. That's bnigmacream.com/lip service and start turning back the clock. But you know what? I think that sometimes also guys that have like really big penises think they don't have to do a lot of work too.
You don't.
But a really
like,
giant penis isn't comfortable.
I say shit. I'm
just fucking lay there.
I don't brag on my dick, man.
But I mean, a really giant penis is kind of it's a little uncomfortable, you
a
know.
What?
A really big penis, mm-hmm. Like you could feel your uterus shifting.
Damn!
Oh my god, I know.
Who was you with?
Uncomfortable.
I feel like Bobarians back there.
And you know, like I don't know. It's uncomfortable. But even though I don't know, I would rather a little bit bigger than average.
Then
how many giant. Inches is what's average? I don't even know what that is, dude. Average is small.
It's average is like right. Average is like 8 inches.
Okay, you're insane. That's, it's like actually like fucking like 5.5 or 6. That's average. You oh think it's God. 8 inches?
Hold on, let me Google what's the average penis size in the United States.
Oh my God.
Hold on, I'm gonna look at
8 inches.
Eight?
That's
I mean like 7
huge.
And a half?
Average. That's 7 is like big.
You think
7
so?
Is like 7 is like big, like bigger than average.
You think so?
Hold like on. An average are you penis, Googling this yes, right I now? Am. Average Jeez, penis size is like 6 inches.
All right, that's so small, what is the y'all. Average penis size? And you know the width matters tiny. As well.
Of like course, it. The girth.
I don't like 6-inch penis.
No. Okay, let me see. So the average penis flaccid is, oh, that's centimeters. Oh my God, while it's small, it's 2.8 to 3.9.
No, but do hard. We don't,
but when it's hard, it is 4.7 to 6.3 inches.
Wow, see, 4.7.
4.7 is this tiny.
You know what's really exciting? When somebody's penis looks like it's going to be small, but then it gets hard and it's like way bigger than you anticipate.
You should Google the average black man's penis.
And you're like, okay.
I got you the average black man's penis is bigger than that.
Of course.
That's a stereotype. There's black guys with small penises.
Yes, there is, but I don't Please know. What? I don't know.
Would you like, if you were gonna about to have sex with a guy and his penis was really small, would you not do it?
I don't know. I might not. I might not. I'm not
know.
Even gonna lie. I've been in situations where I liked a guy a lot and then we get naked and I'm like, oh, my mother's calling me. I gotta Ooh. Go. That has happened to
that
me.
That sounds like yeah. such
That's a
lie.
Real life story.
Yeah. It's
no,
a bummer
I swear.
When it happens.
That's a real life story. No, like we got naked and I was like, oh, like I didn't say my mother was calling, but like I kind of got out of it.
How did you,
know
you get
I mean?
Out of it? How do you get out of it?
Like, I go to the bathroom. Oh, I got my period. Oh my
I was
God.
Just going to say yes.
That's
say
how I got out
period.
Of it.
If yeah. you never want to talk to him again, tell him you got a yeast infection.
God,
he might not care.
Ray, what would make a guy not want to have sex with a girl, like all of a sudden out of nowhere? If you're about to do it, what would make you change your mind?
For pussy stink.
That odor.
Mano said that's not true. He said once he's committed, he's committed. He said even if
yeah, he said once he's committed, even if it stinks, he's going in.
He's How committed.
Does, I mean, like when you have BV,
bacterial
like
vaginosis.
Right.
Vaginal,
like if that's yeah. like a chronic problem, which I fucking like, my heart breaks for girls if that's a chronic problem. Honestly, because like you know, like once every 2 years for a week, it happens. You know, mm-hmm. and it's like the worst. Experience
the worst
ever.
Smell.
It's just like
that's why I said
how
you gotta
can you
know
even hook
to,
up with anyone? It's like,
but
dude,
that's why
off,
I said you gotta
like
know how to scrub your
time.
Pussy. You gotta
yeah,
know
you
how
know
to.
When girls
get in
are
there.
Dealing with that, that it doesn't matter about like it's not about like hygiene. It's like
it's just they got just that space. Odor.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and for people who don't know what that is, like how does that happen?
Yeah, how do you get bacterial vaginosis?
I don't know. I'm
you
not
don't wash. CD. You don't wash.
No, it's not.
Up.
It's
don't
about,
scratch
it's
yourself
about,
while you talk about it.
It's about like your hold
dirty
on, wait,
clothes
wait.
And
no,
all
no.
that. Man.
Wait, no, it's about the your pH balance. Your pH okay. balance
right.
gets off,
is.
Right? So it's like if you change partners, sex partners, or if it's like a new dick or something and it throws your pH
a
balance off, and your pheromones aren't working right. You know, it's chemicals again. But you know,
so that's the only thing that would make you stop. If it now, what about this? Okay, with all these women wearing waist shapers and like you know padded bras and all that stuff and makeup
no,
and da 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 da.
Da.
If
like
a girl,
that.
If you get her back and she takes all that shit off and it looks completely different, is that something that would make you not want to do it?
I mean, it'd make me. I don't know. It depends on the moment. But if you got all these attachments and all this shit, I'm gonna look at you like you're crazy.
Like I'm
you
gonna
know,
get
I understand
you
the illusion of bras and all of that. Like make your titties look big. Then you know you take them off and you know you ain't there like that. You know what I mean?
But what about like the girdles and all of that?
Nah, I never fuck with a chick with a girdle. On. You ain't old enough to rock a girdle yet. You know?
Yeah, that sounds so like old school and weird.
But what about the waist chain? Is that really popular though?
That shit is like, it looks like a torture device.
You don't need that shit though. I mean, at the end of the day, just be you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't think there's a problem with somebody looking at you and being attracted to you and already knowing in the back of their mind what they might think you working with. You know, a man ain't stupid. He gonna sit there and size you up. You know, we can see through walls when we wanna see through shit.
I wear a waist trainer, but it's because I get liposuction. So, you know, I gotta keep everything together so it doesn't swell up.
So you have to wear one. Right,
well, yeah, but I don't wear it outside.
Right.
And
that's
I only wear it for healing. You know, once the healing is over, thank God I don't ever have to wear it because, like you said, it is
so
a torture.
Painful?
Device.
It looks so painful.
It's awful. You can't breathe.
Crazy.
I start getting heartburn. It's terrible.
Oh my God.
It's awful. I don't like it.
All of that to look good.
Yeah, but I mean, just for a few hours at home, just so that way the lipo looks good, I come out of it. My waist is like 23 inches. I'm happy.
He's like,
What about sounds
tempting? I can't lie.
What about like booty pops and all of that? Have you ever seen a girl that had on like the fake little butt pads?
Oh my God! And now they have butt lifters.
What is that like?
I've never seen that.
That's crazy.
It's like these panties. It's like a girdle with like holes in the butt, and it, like you pull it up and it lifts your ass. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's tempting.
The other night, I was hosting a party in the Bronx, and this girl, she had the butt lifter on. You could see it.
You could see it?
What is it? What she had on a dress, but you could see it under her clothes. You could see it.
What is it, though? What's a butt lifter? I've never seen it.
Is it like a pad on underwear?
No.
It's like an extra pair of drawers?
It's like a shorts. It's like shorts, like a high-waisted shorts, and then it has like holes
like
in the butt.
Like Spanx.
Yeah,
kinda?
Like it has like two holes for each butt cheek.
So it makes
has a hole for each butt cheek. So you lift it up and I guess the bottom
so it's
material,
tight underneath it.
Exactly. It's and tight. It, it holds it, like, your thigh out. In so it makes it pop out.
So it's like shoulder pads for the ass. Though.
Right.
So
shoulder no pads?
Right. I don't know, man.
There's so many illusionary things that we can do. Now, have you ever been with a woman and she looked good, but then she took her makeup off and her eyebrows and all of that,
oh
and you
God.
Was like, whoa, shit, it's like way different.
I mean,
I'm sure at some point.
Oh, of course. I mean, you
on
know,
the road,
but,
back in the day.
I mean, but, you know, it depends if that's your type of thing. Like, you know, I'm not really into makeup like that, to be honest with you. You know, I get it. I mean, I know women want to, you know, spice theyself up. But I want to be able to look at you in the morning and see the real you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I know who the real you is and I say, well, maybe I say to myself, maybe she, you know, she know how to wear her shit. First of all, you got to know how to wear it. But if you just throwing it on and you looking like the Joker in your shit, you know, like you just don't know how to put your makeup on. Yeah, that's a turn off.
But I think that guys, you know, guys, most guys will say, oh, I'm not really into makeup. I don't like makeup.
They say that.
But then they want you
that,
looking
but they want you to
dope.
Look good.
Yeah.
Nah,
oh,
I'm saying,
like
no,
hair.
Don't get me wrong. I'm saying, you know, but you still want to be able to
even with
see
that,
the
that,
natural
you look
no,
good.
But I agree.
Sometimes.
I feel like there should be a nice medium
somewhere
in between where, like, it's time to go to this event. We're going to go and
that's
be
right.
seen and take pictures.
That's right.
Let's
get
put the makeup
that's
on.
Right.
Let's
get
it together.
But when you wake up in the morning on Sunday,
you know, when y'all hanging out, going
to have
breakfast, or you going to have lunch, you just hanging out, chilling in the car. Like, you can't be all caped up with lashes on.
Right.
No, no way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, have you ever dated a
sunglasses?
Have you ever met a girl who pretended she didn't know who you were and was, like, kicking it with you and everything? Because I know that happens all the time with artists. They'll act like, oh, I don't know. Who are you? What do you do? I have no idea. I don't know anything about that.
You can never tell. I mean, you know, you just go off of what that energy might be at the moment. You
man,
know,
a,
as a rap nigga, you always gonna think every chick gonna know, but sometimes they don't know. You might, I've been around females before in the past and, you know, had a great conversation and then they found out later, but I always thought that they knew, but I'm not a nigga to be like, yo, how you doing? My name is blah, blah. I'm not using that. That's called having to use a shield to get what you want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Be able to learn that chick, you know, on the spot. You know, if it happens to be where she don't know you, that should be a plus. Because it's like, yeah, now I get to see if this bitch really, really into me right now.
So you like that? You might... like girls who don't know who you are? Or do you prefer, would you rather date somebody who doesn't know who you are or somebody who's like, knows all your music and knows all your lyrics and everything? What's better?
It's not, you know, I can't say one is better than the other. I could just say at the end of the day, I like both, you know?
Yeah,
if
like
you
how...
respect, if you respect what kind of nigga I am and what I'm about. you know, that's cool.
But
you
what
know?
If you meet a girl and you really like her and she's like the crazy Wu-Tang fan? Like, she knows all the lyrics.
Right.
Yeah, that must be. That's
she's like,
be
oh my God, I don't know.
You know, my thing
she
is.
But if she had like a Wu-Tang tattoo on her.
Oh my God.
Check it out.
That's
I got
crazy.
The green tattoo.
She
right
took
here.
Off her waist chain and there was a Wu-Tang tattoo right here.
Oh shit. I'm a
what would you think about that?
How are you going to feel?
That would be so awkward.
I'm going to think she's been stamped already.
But would that make you not do it? Like, what if she's like, yo, you know, I never.
Nah,
like
I'm gonna be
fantasy.
Like, I'm gonna be like, oh shit, word. Wow, you got the tattoo. That's
you gonna
live.
Look at
yo,
her like a groupie.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a like I said, I'm always gonna wanna go into her mind because she's gonna tell me everything I know when I start asking questions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be able to read her so fast, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's all about the personality. Like, we can't forget that in relationships because I respect a bitch who's like, yo, this is what it is, mm-hmm. this how we playing. You know, shoot it at me straight. You know what I mean? So I know what it is. But if it's something that I feel is worth looking at or saying, like, yo, I'm really fucking with her. I mean, I'm gonna pick her brain. I wanna know things. So if she got that, she got a tattoo and be like, so yeah, you know any of my niggas? You know, you know anybody I know or whatever? Like, don't lie to me because I can find
out.
Were
you on the tour bus?
I can find out. What if she's like, I had a little thing with Papa Wu back in the day.
I'd be like, wow, okay, that's what's up. All right.
You sound like you're kind of like a romantic.
I'm not romantic though. I'm not.
What's
I'm
your sign?
I don't know. You know what?
Yeah, you sound
no,
like
Ray, I'm going to be honest. I always thought you probably were romantic because you've been such an R&B fan.
Yeah,
and you
right?
like all that, like, you know,
nah,
because
the R&B shit is the music that keep a nigga calm and it's good music. That's how you
I
get you a
that.
Good chick with good music sometimes. See, it's like if you're not a cook, you know, you might be great at playing great music.
Right. Like, if I had to picture Raekwon, I feel like you would have, like, a playlist or something of some oldies.
That's
you put
romantic.
On some slow
that's
romantic.
Really, that's mad romantic.
Nah, I dawns bitches out when I hate days. I know how to dawn them and get right to the pussy right away.
Right.
So you are, there's nothing wrong with it, though. There's nothing wrong with being romantic.
It's just letting you know what kind of nigga I am.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It goes back to, like I said, you don't have to be nervous. All you have to do right. is just be you and learn to understand what he's about. Like, he's learning you. Mm-hmm. So he might be like you said, you know, I can't shit around this nigga right now. This ain't the time right now. Yo. Yeah, don't do that. Don't shit around me right now. I'm just meeting you.
Me right
you know what I'm saying?
I'm just meeting you.
I'm just meeting you. So it's a lot of mind shit that you gotta you know, be ready for, man.
What if a girl tells you I love you and you don't really love her?
I'm gonna be like, you don't love me. You don't love me.
What is it?
You don't love me.
But sometimes I feel like you might wanna just say
I'm gonna be like, you don't love me though. You know what I mean? You love you wanna love me.
How do you know she don't love
me?
But
what if
she
does?
I mean, love is a big word. I mean, you might love of me, if that makes sense.
No.
How many girls have loved you? For real.
Been in love?
Yeah.
I could count that on my fingers. Might
really?
Be like, yeah, I'm not, you know.
I'm surprised.
I've been locked down for a long time, you know. I was one of them niggas that got with somebody and, you know, I found a good one, you know. Niggas ain't blazed that, you know, the hood. She ain't run through the hood. She
you got
a,
lucky.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Good.
And it was like,
good.
You know, she was a good girl, come from a good family. Mm-hmm. You know, and
are you guys still together?
Nah, you know,
no.
I'm a free agent, man.
I'm a free agent.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm a free agent.
He's
man.
Got the playlist ready.
Are you a rap nigga?
What's on Raekwon's playlist though? Like
what?
If, on your love making playlist.
Oh, you know, Keith Sweat.
I knew you was gonna say that because I remember back in the day when I said Twisted used to be a shit. You used to run. You used to walk around.
That's part of you know. That's
at Carl Thomas.
All that shit. That's dope music though. Nah, but I mean, you know, just good music alone, just to me, like it calms you down, and you know, keeps everything calm, and you know, now you get an opportunity to really have a great conversation if you're dealing with somebody that's at that intellectual level.
Do you ever do role play?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Mean, you have to every now and then. I mean,
I never do role play.
I've never done that.
Oh, you like to just go right in, just go for the kill?
Wait, I want to know what it was.
Like, oh, I've been super bad.
That's not good enough.
That's like saying a nigga don't want a chick to come in and yo flip your hair this way. You know what I mean? Like, yo, leave your hand up on right now. Or nah, just look, you know, like I like sometimes when a chick is not done up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she just look even sexy too when, you know, she just look like a fucking Cambodian nigga or something. You know what I mean? Like a refugee nigga. But like she still look pretty though, you know? It's like, yeah,
so
I like
you have
that
to, like,
shit.
Save her.
Like, come here, let me fuck your hair up. You know what I mean? Like,
baby girl.
Yeah, fuck your hair up just to do it or pay for it, get it done again.
Okay, so role play for you is she plays a Cambodian refugee.
She gotta look like a fly refugee chick. Like, you come out of the barrel, but if you look good.
Please help me. Save me from my.
Help me.
Y'all stupid, man.
But Leah, I know you do role play.
You know, I haven't.
You
in
haven't?
A while. No,
but
I'm
you've
not.
Done
I mean, of course I have.
So who are you?
I like to pretend I'm sometimes a cheerleader.
Ooh, I can see that.
I'm a green cheerleader. Yeah. I'm a green cheerleader.
Give me an R.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. It kind of weirded this guy out though, because he was already way older than me. So
you
he
can't
was
do
like,
that shit with no notice either. Like, just
and he was like, you know what? This is like a little too, like, I think maybe one of his kids was like a cheerleader, you know? So it kind of weirded him out.
It's certain ways that you got to do shit. See, like, say for instance, if a nigga came home, right? Let's just say you with your guy right now. I'm just giving you an idea of what you could do to blow your nigga head
Please
off.
Please let me know.
Now, say fancy come home, right? You're not there, right? And you leave him a note and you say, yo, meet me here at this time. Boom, boom,
That's
boom.
That's nice.
Next thing you know, he meeting you there, whatever. Then you get there, it's like, you know, you make it like, I'm not here now. I'm over here. But then when he get there, you know what I'm saying? Like, just make it fun for him or whatever.
Like a treasure hunt.
Like a treasure hunt, exactly. That's the role play.
This being the treasure.
Right.
When I think of role play, like, I think of, like, crazy, like, animalistic shit.
Like what
getting
would you be?
Tied up and, like, getting whipped.
Like,
but
somebody
really
broke
rough.
In the house.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Like, oh my God, please don't
burglar.
Hurt me. Just fuck me. Don't hurt me. Just fuck me, please. I'm psycho. Like, I'm really rough and crazy. Like, I like to get slapped and shit.
You like
choke?
To get slapped?
You like to get choked?
Yeah, I like to get choked. I like to get slapped. I like my hair pulled really hard. That's why I can't wear weave. Mm-hmm. I like to get my hair pulled. Like, while I'm sucking dick, I like for my hair to get pulled really hard. Like, I like for him to put his hand in it and grip it.
You like
and
to
I like
tear,
to
like
feel
your
it. And
tear.
I like to, like, feel it in the back of my throat. Like I like to be abused. I'm Puerto Rican. We like to
like
get abused.
50 Shades of Grey over here.
But you know, I don't want to be abused, like, by, you know, when you're in love with somebody. And of course, I like to be sensual and, you know, I like to kiss a lot and, you know, breathe each other in and have that, you know, feel the chemistry.
Like, kiss me, then smack me.
But, you know, especially when I'm drinking, I'm like, slap me. Chop me.
But what about, like, marks? What if he leaves a mark? Is that okay?
Bite me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
I like
Is there
marks.
A safety word?
No safety word. Everything is safe.
Okay, so it's never hurt too
but
much.
But I'm really rough. Like, it's like after you come out of it, like, your lip is swollen from getting bit. Your face, you got a bruise on your face. You got a handprint on your face. It's afterwards. You're like, damn, maybe we went too far.
Stephanie, you know we spend a lot of time on our back, right?
Yeah, I do spend a lot of time on my back.
Right. Well, today's sponsor is Casper Mattresses. Obsessively engineered American-made mattresses at a shockingly fair price. And now you can get $50 toward any mattress purchase. All you have to do is go to casper.com/lipservice and use the code lipservice.
A mattress?
Yeah, well, you know what? We spend about a third of our life sleeping, or at least in your bed, okay?
A third? Please, girl, I'm in my bed all the time, and my mattress is amazing.
Okay, good. Well, then you're doing it on a good mattress.
It's from Casper, though.
Now, Casper brings two comfy technologies together for better nights and brighter days. Latex foam, I love latex, and memory foam, so they've got just the right sink, just the right bounce. Well, they've got a risk-free trial and return policy. They'll deliver it straight to you. You can try it for 100 days, and if you're not
happy they'll pick it back up. At the store, you get a minute. At the store, maybe you'll get a minute to try their mattresses. Well, with Casper, you'll actually get to sleep on it. It's $500 for a twin-size mattress. You can be really comfortable in that and tight together. And $950 for a king-size for your king. Comparing that to industry average, that's an outstanding price point. So get $50 towards any mattress purchase. All you have to do is go to casper.com/lipservice using code lipservice. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what? I had a boyfriend for a while that, and we only had sex like that, and now I'm like, I don't want to get fucked like that anymore. You know what I mean? It. Like, I just need like someone to make love to me. Like, I'm like,
no, I like that too.
I know, because I know it's like there's something sexy about being objectified and like, you know, and being treated like that. But then it's like,
not all the time,
but not all the time. Exactly. Yeah, you're missing. You're missing the other stuff.
That medium, you know. Yeah. You got to find that perfect place in the middle.
And then there was one guy who I said, "Please, can you like choke me a little?" And he fucking didn't know how to do it, and he really choked me hard. And I was like,
"That's when you run into a nigga that don't know."
And he was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." And I was like, "Dude, no, just like grip my neck a little. Like, don't fucking kill me. Like, what are you doing?"
But you told him to choke you.
I know. I know.
The worst for me is when like I'm like pull my hair and the guy's like, oh my god, are you sure?
Right.
Well, hell no. All that I'm like slapping.
I'm like grabbing the guy's hand. Like, do it.
Not
do
like it. A girl. Like, slap me for real.
Yeah. And they're like, oh my god, I don't want to hurt you.
I don't like being slapped. I'm like, oh, bitch. That's me very angry.
I don't like being slapped. Wait, do you do stuff like that?
Have you ever slapped?
I'm gonna be
girl?
Honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I mean? I'm a more romantic type dick.
Ah,
oh,
now you're romantic.
But check it. But it, you know, it goes.
Now he's
but
romantic.
But I can switch at any minute. I can switch at any minute and turn into another person. You know what I mean? Because see, it goes back to if you care about. You know what I mean? If you feel like you got a little care for her, like she's a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, if she's a good one. You want
to
treat her like a woman still.
And I'm
but then later on, then strangulation and all of that.
Yeah.
Killing her, you know what I mean?
That's one thing I have to say. In the beginning, all of that rough shit is out of the question.
Right.
You gotta really like, we gotta,
you gotta work that. Yeah.
You gotta, it's step by step, people.
Would you let a girl tie you up?
Hell no.
No. You don't want to tie a man up.
Why not?
Oh my god, that's.
You've never tied anybody up.
Leah, would you want to tie a guy?
Hell no.
Me either. Like, what am I gonna do with you now?
Rob him?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna take your money.
See, niggas, y'all better listen to this shit. This is real right
now. When do you think is an appropriate time to like take a vibrator out during sex?
Okay.
That's another thing you gotta work towards. Because that could be like a good or bad situation. You bring out the vibrator
it
and they're like,
freak
yes,
him out.
Fun.
Or he might
or
be
he
like,
could
oh,
be
I'm
like,
not.
Damn, I'm not good enough.
Exactly.
So how do you feel if a girl brings out a vibrator?
In the mix of everything?
Yeah, in the mix of everything.
She can't bring it out, man. She got a whole lot, man.
So no vibrator. No,
yeah, I'm going to be like, damn, you want two big cities right now. You want, huh? What if she ain't coming?
What if that's
then
the only
way she can
come?
Then I'll catch you next time.
I'll catch you next time.
I'll get you on the rebound. I mean, every time it's like.
What if she wants, like, you know, penetration and a vibrator at the same time?
But listen, what you wanting too much right now from me.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? My thing is this. Just take this dick right now. Give me about 15-20 minutes. Let me make a sandwich.
A sandwich?
You know, let me get up.
She
real,
don't
take
have to make
piss.
The sandwich, though. You're going to make it.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying let me chill. Because, you know, you might get a nigga that you might run into and just dick you down real quick. But then he can't even dick you in like the next 10-15 minutes when you really, really, you open now. So I'd rather just hit you 10 times.
Right.
Than just give you one or two good ones.
What's the most times you've ever gone in a row?
Oh, I'm in the tens, B.
Really?
I'm coming like 10 times, B.
That's crazy.
I like to win where ain't no more coming out. Like,
that's like a porn star. That's like a porn star status.
Ain't nothing in there no more.
I remember me and my son's father, like, we were, this is before we had the baby. We were like, let's see how many times we can have sex in one day. And we went 16 times.
See?
16 times. He came 16 times.
And I mean, it's not like 2 minute sex. It's like a good 15-20 minute round every time.
Round
oh my
one.
God, y'all must not have been answering no calls, text messages.
Like no, one. We went out. I'll never forget the day. We woke up early and we went and had breakfast and we had sex in the car before breakfast, before we went into the restaurant, we had sex in the car. And then we were sitting at breakfast and we were like, babe, we should see how many times. So then when we got back in the car, we had sex again.
In the car?
In the car. In the car. And then we got home and we were like watching a movie, more sex. And we went 16 times.
By the end of the night,
but we were worn out. And yeah, I probably got pregnant that day.
Most likely.
I swear.
Did he take naps in between?
No, we did. We took naps in between. We fell asleep. As soon as we got home for breakfast, we had sex again. I remember I had on this maxi skirt at the time. They were in style, like these Indian looking maxi skirts. They were, it's like a really like tight at the waist and then like really flowy.
Was it married to the mug?
Yes. And like I remember we got back in the house and like he lifted up the skirt and we like had sex standing in the kitchen. And then we took a nap.
Gangster right there.
That, yeah.
Fuck you
and then
the
we
wall.
Took a nap. And we like I think we fell
Slav.
Asleep. We took a nap. And then we woke up, had more sex. And then I think like we fell asleep inside of each other. And then we like Woo. Woke up and had more sex. And we were just having sex all day long. And
Do
we
you
went
miss
16
him?
Times. My son's I don't miss him. I speak to him every day.
So
I don't miss having sex with him because I really enjoy my sex life right now with my current boyfriend. So
okay,
you know I can't say he and my son's father like he's not a weak guy. He has a girlfriend.
She don't like you.
I don't know what how's with his daughter. I don't really care.
So can you beat that 16 times?
16 times
in one day. That's a lot. I don't know.
I mean.
That's points.
That's a lot
standards.
Of times. I
no,
mean,
we went crazy. That, but it was only that one day. But I mean, there's been other times with different guys that I've had sex 6 or 7 times in a day. That's kind of normal.
Yeah.
That's
doable. You know, 16 like, is a lot.
That's a lot.
16 is a lot. So no, but we like did it on purpose. Like
6 nuts a day, B.
Challenge.
Yeah,
6
like,
nuts
see.
A day.
Lobby challenge.
A week. That's 42 nuts.
42 no, my nuts. Man. Right now, like I don't let him leave the house without coming somewhere. Like you coming in
somewhere.
My mouth. You coming. Somewhere.
Right. If you're going to leave this house, you have
you're
to come somewhere.
You're going to leave this house and you're
going to
be empty.
You're not going
you're
out there with a loaded gun.
Drained.
Yeah, you are totally drained. The nuts are completely empty.
Well, Ray, does it hurt after you come that many times and you're just shooting out air?
Yeah.
It hurts,
no,
right?
It
I've
does.
Heard that it hurts.
Yeah,
yeah my man, like, I'll be wearing him out. He'd be like, damn, babe, come on. Like, look.
It's just painful.
I don't even got anything left. Like, look, there's nothing in there. I'm like, okay, bye.
No, because I've heard that it's a little painful when you're shooting out air. I don't know.
That sounds painful.
No, it ain't painful. You just, your shit gets sore. You know what I mean? It's like a muscle that you constantly keep hitting. You know what I mean? It's like. Damn, hold up, you know?
No, that's true. And with me and my like me and my current boyfriend, we know each other for many years, but when we first started dating, like we've been together like in a relationship for a year. But when we first started dating, like the first 3 or 4 months of the way we are now, we were having so much sex and like I was sore and he was sore. We were still going, but we were both like,
time to take a break.
Yeah, because we were having sex like 7-8 times a day. Like we would just look at each other in the eyes and be like,
it's time.
Let's go.
Y'all must have both not had no job or nothing.
I mean, you know what I do for a living. I'm a video maker.
Yeah, sometimes.
And I don't know what my boyfriend does for a living. I don't know if he has a job.
You don't know if he has a job? Okay.
Next subject.
Now, let's talk about this. Now, people always send me in questions, right, for Ask Ye. Now, here's a question, and I want to get your take on this, okay? He said, I'm a 24-year-old good-looking dude. I've been diagnosed with a very light case of erectile dysfunction like 6 months ago.
Aww.
It's not full-blown impotency, but the doctor said that he has a reduced blood flow to the penis because of lack of sex. So he said, should you tell a girl, like, if you're about to have sex with her, that you have erectile dysfunction? Because he had an experience with a girl one time where she felt like it was her fault that he couldn't get hard.
Get
so.
Up.
Is it important to tell somebody that before you have sex with them?
No. No, I don't think it's important for you to tell them. I mean, it's all about what arises, what you might be aroused by, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But it's a dysfunction. Like, have you ever tried to have sex with a girl and you couldn't get hard? Because it happens to everyone at some
I mean,
point.
It happens. I mean, it could
and
be
what do you
just
say?
That day. You just be like, today ain't a great day.
But his dysfunction,
that's what it comes down to. I think, and it's like important for the woman to be, you know, not make a big deal
about
it.
But then
right.
You do feel bad.
No,
some
and
shit
his
in their head.
Problem is because he's not spreading it around a lot. He's not having enough sex. that's why.
So maybe
it could be like, yo, you're not.
No, it's blood flow to his penis.
You're not lack of sex.
Making me get like this, neither too.
But yeah, it's a dysfunction, though.
Yeah, if you're saying it's a dysfunction, but right. I mean.
So the girl feel like it's her fault if a guy can't get all the way hard?
Have you? Okay.
I mean, it kind of is.
Ladies, like, have you ever been with a guy and he can't get it up? The sex is bad. I'm sure it's happened to everybody at some point.
Like, sometimes if a guy is too drunk, it happened to me too, or something.
Yeah. And I think that all three of us are beautiful girls.
We all have nice bodies. I think it's you know what I mean.
I just think, you know, sometimes guys aren't ready to go. Like, they really, a man needs to, you know, get it up. We can just bust it open and be ready. You know what
We're
I mean?
We're good to go.
So, you know, as a woman, I mean, when you're younger, you're like, oh my God, I'm so whack. I can't get to get his dick
I think it's like sometimes the guy is nervous. Exactly. It's their first time. They might like you a lot or be intimidated.
Usually they bust quick when that happens.
I think that don't mean they can't dig you down good because he busts off real quick. He might just want to just get it off real quick.
You
and
got
be
too
like,
offended, Ray.
No, I think...
Like, yo, hold up. We like to come fast. Coming fast.
You like to come fast?
Sometimes, wow.
No, but I think that
should
a woman...
we be flattered if a guy comes fast?
No.
Sometimes, though, I mean,
because
I mean,
guys are so good that they can't
even me, help it's like, I'm cool. Back up. I'm pushing you and everything. I'm pushing you over me. Stay over there. Like,
no, but back to the subject. I think that woman should be a little more understanding. If that happens all the time, if you can't ever get him to get his dick up, you guys are just not meant for each other. But if that happens, like, it's okay. Like, it's a human body. Like, sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work.
But so, it'd be live if he did tell her and be genuine
and
be like,
be
yo.
Honest about it.
And
like,
she should
listen.
Be like, you know what? Boom, I'm going to try this. I'm going to get dressed up. That's communicating.
Absolutely.
If it happens more. But you can't just come in on the first... Get down, you know what I mean?
And then,
you gotta
like, bring
be like,
up on the
before
first
we
date.
Do this,
no,
let me give you
not
a
enough like, time for the
if
girl
it keep
like
happening,
here.
She gonna look at you, and that's when you gotta keep it real. Like, yo,
so
like,
as
it
women,
might not be,
as I'm, women, should we be flattered if you come fast, or should we be irritated?
Of course, you should be flattered,
definitely,
because sometimes it's like, don't you care enough to try to make me,
but
come?
They can't even help themselves.
No,
if they're
can't.
So attracted
sometimes,
to
but
you.
Sometimes
so
you can't help yourself, right? Sometimes
you know what I do when I'm ready to come. I act like I don't want to come. Then I start thinking of all kind of shit. I start counting numbers, letters, A, B, C, D.
I'd
be behind you like this, A, B, C. You know what I mean?
I'm counting. You should do an alphabet backwards.
Or I might just say some shit like, I'm about to count to 1,000 strokes. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You know what I mean? Like, my mind is somewhere else now. I'm not in the pussy. I'm just trying to get you right. Now it's about getting you right.
Because for females, if we come quick, it's great. We don't care because we can keep going. It ain't like...
You never know when
the party
come.
Doesn't
but
stop.
But most women... most women can't even come from intercourse. Like,
that's
they
why I'm
need
talking about the vibrator. I'm like...
Yeah. And with the
well,
vibrator...
Well, you can come from intercourse, right?
Yeah, I'm blessed, though. Like, I'm lucky.
Yeah, you are.
I come from dick. Like,
you are so lucky.
I do. My sister.
You come from giving blowjobs.
I can. I think I could if I really thought about it hard. I think because I love sucking dick so much. But my sister's 35 years old and she's only had like maybe a handful of orgasms from sexual intercourse.
Right. Wow.
And that's really sad. For me, I come from dick. From the beginning of time.
From the beginning of time. From when dick was invented.
BC.
Yeah.
2000 BC.
Before I was
before
born.
Before coming, right? Before coming.
You know, but I just think...
Does it bother you if you don't make a girl come? Like, does that matter to you?
It used to, but nah, not no more. It's like, I ain't dealing with all of that, man. I mean, you know, I would want you to. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, then I'll be like, yo, I'm gonna get you on the next one. Don't
next
worry.
Go
like,
around.
I gotta be able to talk to you like you my nigga. You know what I mean? Because
that's
like
so important.
You said, it's just, you know, the way your body is, it's like you're not having to get up. Like she said, you just open up.
Yep.
Yeah, you just
you know,
you
I gotta
just
get up.
Open.
So I gotta
I mean,
you know, you might have to be just you know, stroking me off for like 20 minutes just so I can really get right. Because mm-hmm. I might think I'm getting right away and then I'm not even really right yet.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I want to, you know,
right.
yo,
right.
you know, even if you just kiss on it or just, nah, I ain't giving you no head. Just play with me so I could really act like a vulture and just right. be like, yo, it's ready now.
It's that anticipation.
Wait, how do you meet women? Like, where do you meet women that you
meet women?
Yeah, like, where do you meet
Tinder?
Them
no, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Are you on online dating apps?
Nah.
Are you on eHarmony?
That'd be crazy.
Nah, I mean, you know, all over, man. I mean, you know, of course, walking around. You know, like, I'm a shy nigga. Like, I don't like pressing chicks because I don't
shy?
Want them to think, yeah, I'm a shy, I'm a laid back man.
I can't even picture
shy and romantic. Really.
It's a real combination right
that
there.
That should be his profile.
Yeah. But nah, I'm not. If I see somebody that I like, I might not go for. I might just.
Why?
I don't know.
Would you send somebody over? Like,
I've done that. I've done that before.
Wants to talk
done that
to
before.
So what, a woman's going to. Sometimes a woman approaches you on the street?
Nah, it might just be a random conversation. Like, I remember meeting a girl in a shoe store, you know what I mean? And, you know, yo, how you like these? But that was, she didn't know I was shooting G. But that was my line to get a conversation
you,
going.
You like these?
It's like, yo, you like? I think you look good in these, though. And I pick out something that I know is official. Right. Or I might ask her, yo, how you like these and shit? You know, yo, yeah, what's your name, yo?
But
yeah,
you gotta have a lot of groupies.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't have a lot of groupies.
No?
Nah, I don't. Nah, for real.
I mean, I'm a big Wu-Tang fan. When one time I was in a club, I think it was Whip, and like the DJ said your name, and I was like, hold on.
Raekwon's in here.
I gotta go take a picture with Raekwon.
I love the females, though.
Wait a minute.
I love the ladies, though. You know
well,
I mean?
I know you guys had some wild times on the road, because I've heard stories, obviously, you know.
Who didn't?
I know. Yeah, I mean, you guys, I've seen it on judge shows, you know, on court shows.
Oh, shit, there you go.
Oh, my God,
there
I
you
see
go.
That, too.
Wow.
I don't know about this. I'm
not yeah,
she was
you
like,
know.
We didn't do anything. We were just having great conversations till 7 o'clock in the morning. She was lying.
She might have, you know.
She got slayed.
She might have went through a different division. I don't know.
The subdivision.
Yeah, you know.
A parallel universe.
Yeah, it had to be a parallel.
Did a lot of guys used to get mad, like if girls were on the bus and try to approach y'all or fight or try to fight you or anything? Did that ever happen?
What?
Like, say one of the girls came on the bus, and not if anything happened or not, but just mad that the girl was on the... Because I know girls used to follow you guys around. I used to be there and see girls in the hallway trying to meet people. Was it ever a situation where, like, their boyfriend would come and get mad? And,
oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
I mean, if a female nigga came, it's like, you know, that's disrespectful because it's like, nigga, don't come to me. Mm-hmm. Come to her.
Right.
But if you meeting her when she's with me, that I'm going to look at you like, nigga, deal with that home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't show another nigga
mm-hmm.
a
weakness.
Certain kind of, you know, over your female. You know what I mean? It's like, you deal with that in a place where you know it's safe for you because it might not be safe for you to try to approach a man and, you know, and because of your chick, you know what I mean? It's like you really ain't got your bitch under control, fam. And that's detrimental to the situation at the moment because a nigga might want to style on you after that.
Right. You don't want to get
like,
into
yo,
those situations.
What are you questioning me? What are you questioning me about what she doing? If you had your shit on lock,
she
you wouldn't even
be
here. You wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
True.
So,
that's true.
Would it have been a turner for you if you met a chick and she smashed one of the homies?
Would I what?
Would it be a turn off, like a no go if
would
you met a
like
chick?
Would it be like a non-negotiable, like
and
dead
she,
end deal?
And
like
she smashed
no...
one of the homies, like...
Nah, I mean, you know, as long as she could able to be real with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
want her to tell you, like...
Yeah, I feel I would do that to her, you know? I would want to do
she had slept with him a really long time ago?
I mean, mm-hmm. if it's, you know, just it's all about telling me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like well, how it your mom
like
used to tell you back...
10 years ago.
I mean, it depends who he is. I mean, you know.
My homegirl is in a serious relationship with a guy, and she slept with his brother.
Oh, shit.
His brother?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And she was in a relationship for a long time with him?
She's been with the guy for a little over a year, almost two.
And she slept with his brother?
And she was with his brother back in the day.
She never told him?
Many years ago. He knows.
He knows?
He knows.
Then
yeah,
this all love is fair.
News.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I mean, like, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, I just feel like, for me, if it was with a condom, it doesn't count.
What? What kind of rule is that?
That's my rule.
I don't know.
That's
if you fucked my sister, like, me and you are not ever like.
So, no, so wait, hold on. If that, a chick totally. Fucked Kay, like, and then came sister. To you and wanted to date you, and but she fucked Kay 10 years ago, your brother, then what?
Would you?
Yes. If I felt like it, yeah.
That's cool.
What? It's all about being truthful. I mean, sometimes you got to understand, men, we know what we want and we know if we want to stick around or not. Mm-hmm. But we might just do it for the sport. We call it for the sport. If I fuck her, it was for the sport.
But it wasn't for it?
The, that, see, that's different.
Right.
That's why I just said it's for the sport.
Now, so, could that be your girl ever?
Could that be my girl? And she blew my brother?
What if you fall in love with a girl that who fucked with your brother?
And then she could be a good one and I just be like, I wouldn't give her a shot.
What if your brother was like, she's really nice, it just didn't work out. It was 10 years ago.
I think it just matters if you're honest, no matter who. Like, if you meet somebody and you've been with their friend, you have to be honest about it. Don't let them find out through somebody else's mouth.
But what if you literally slept with them like 15
Leah, you going through years ago,
and it was when you were drunk, and 15, it's like you don't even barely remember it.
That's a whole different person.
I still wouldn't go.
15, exactly. 15 years ago is a whole different person.
Yes,
I don't even know.
So you don't have to say anything, right?
I think you
Leah, what happened? Say Leah, what happened? Tell us what happened.
Nothing.
So you gotta say that. So y'all both fronting on me, and y'all next to me, and shit. Y'all both like, I'm gonna be like,
that you should put it out in the air. Like, listen, 15 years ago, when I was like a drunk whore, I fucked your brother.
So that happened.
But I'm not a drunk whore anymore. I don't drink.
So that's why you stopped drinking? Because you fucked somebody's brother?
No. Angela, how did you get that?
I don't know what happened.
I've never slept with brothers before.
Nah, I don't think it's cool though. I either way you slice it, like if it's 15, 20 years, if you blew my brother, I don't know if I can make you my lady. You know, I might make you my homie, like, yo, I got a lot of love for you, but to be my queen and I know that you blew my brother, I'm going to be having nightmares. I'm going to be thinking,
he's gonna be your
his
best
dick
man
is in your mouth and all that. I'm right. Like, yo, his dick bigger than mine.
Oh my God.
It's good.
You like, that.
Did he beat you?
Yeah, that's awkward.
That's
Hold on. Do guys really think about stuff like that? Was his dick bigger than mine?
I mean, if you fucking with a chick and she got a big pussy, you gotta think like that sometimes.
How do you know?
I don't know, but I think so.
How do you know?
I just made that up.
How do you know if you have a big pussy or not?
A big
easily,
pussy?
You could, because it's like you don't need a lot to get wet, or it ain't.
No, wet is like, different than
I don't like. I don't like. I don't like.
Sliding right in.
I don't
right?
like it's like I want to be able to hit the back pussy. Like
my dick just disappeared.
Like
I have a fat pussy. Like I have a fat pussy. Like there's a lot of meat on that. Like there's fat. It's I have a fat pussy, but the inside
yes,
of my
you showed
pussy
me a photo
is so
of it.
Small.
Okay,
you've seen it. Like the inside of my pussy is tiny. It's
why
a little
did she say
baby
seen
pussy.
It? When did you see her?
She showed me a picture of it the other
because
time
we were talking
here.
About bleaching and my pussy's like really pink. I showed it to you guys. You don't remember?
I didn't see this.
I showed you, Angela.
No, it wasn't me. I definitely didn't see it.
Did I show her, remember?
I don't remember, but I saw it.
And, okay. You know, it's like really, I bleach.
Why don't you wax?
So, no, I don't wax because it's painful.
Wait, you bleach the hair or you bleach the skin?
I just bleach my skin. I bleach the inner and the outer.
Oh, my God.
To make it really, really nice and bright.
Yo, you like.
What
you
about
like,
your ass?
You like when a nigga.
My ass, too.
You fuck with wax and all that?
What do you mean?
When a nigga
like candle
fuck,
wax?
Yeah, you like
that's
that?
That's beautiful. I think that's really
but
sexy.
But you don't like getting waxed.
I can't get waxed because, like I said, I have a fat pussy. So when the bitch pulls the strip, I feel like she's taking my soul out of me.
You should really start getting laser hair removal. I do it. It's amazing. Yeah, it's the best thing ever.
Have you been doing it?
Yes, it's
the
best.
I'm going to do it.
The best thing I've ever done. The best beauty thing I've ever done. It's amazing.
I do laser hair removal, but it does hurt.
No, laser hair removal.
Shaving is such a chore. It's such a fucking chore.
It's so annoying. And the waxing, it's like $100 every time I go to Bliss. You can spend $400 and get the shit removed forever.
You don't think it's
but wait, what is it important
so
to you if a girl's pussy is clean, like waxed off as far as hair?
You know what? I'm not in the hair. I like
hair.
I like a little hair. I ain't gonna front. I like the 70s, like, cause you know I used to look at
a lot of
Playboy. Not like a super jungle bush. Not like those. Y'all ain't let me finish speaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a kid coming up, we would look at Playboy books when we was a kid, and you would see the bitch, and she have, like, hair on her pussy. Now, I'm not saying, like, her shit got to be out of control, mm-hmm. but...
Like a fro.
You know, sometimes like y'all something. Remove... Sometimes y'all remove the hair because it can get part of the smell. Or whatever, but at the end of, that's what I think. I thought chicks always took it off because, like, you know what? I don't need to be smelling or whatever. Let me keep the shit clean. Like
actually having the hair probably makes you sweat less in a way.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't
like a little bit of hair.
So you like a woman to have hair, or just a landing strip, or all over?
It just got to be pretty hair. Got to be like baby hair. Like, you know, it can't be like nappy.
It's got to be nappy.
It got to be like pretty. It got to look pretty.
No, I like my pussy to be completely bald.
Mm-hmm. Like a newborn really, baby. Really some guys have a problem with that because it feels like they're fucking an infant.
No, some guys. Oh my God. Let me tell you, I was dating a guy, not my current boyfriend. I was dating a guy a couple, like right after I broke up with my son's father.
Did you put him on the, did you search his name?
You know I did. Anytime I would shave, he got like, you're cheating on me. Who are you fucking?
Right. Oh my God, I had a guy that used to do that too. Like, oh, you just got waxed? Where'd you go?
Who'd you see? Who are you fucking?
I
just want my pussy to look beautiful. What do you want me to do?
Right.
Like, I take pictures of it. What do you want me to do?
You take pictures of it?
Yeah, I take pussy pics like almost every day.
Wow.
Why?
Almost every single day. Because I think my pussy's beautiful. I like to look at it.
Stephanie's very sexual and comfortable with her sexuality.
I am. I'm very comfortable with my pussy.
There you go.
There's other parts of my body I'm not very comfortable with, like my feet, my forehead.
But your pussy's...
Well, I think my pussy's gorgeous.
Let me ask you a question.
I think my pussy's gorgeous. I put it on a cover of a magazine.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think that... being with a man and just fucking him all the time is enough to keep a man?
Now, you know, guys, we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you. And that's one of the reasons why advertisers love Angela Yee's lip service. They know the show has amazing listeners like you. Right now, we have a survey. I would like you to go take that and help us learn more about our audience. Go to podsurvey.com/Angela. The survey takes 5 minutes. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself, what you like to buy. It's all anonymous. So your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interests, and the show. And you can also enter a monthly drawing. You can win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, I'd like to ask you to please take ours. Help support the show. Don't you want lip service back? Don't forget you have a chance to win that $100 gift card too. That's for you. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/Angela. That's podsurvey.com/Angela.
Absolutely not. There's so much to keep in a man. Like I said, a way to a man's heart is you have to have good pussy. A man will never fall in love with you if he does not enjoy you sexually.
Well, he just said that, so what else?
But you have to take care of a man. You got to make him feel like you're there for him. Like you can do things for him that no one can do. You understand?
With your pussy.
No, forget your pussy. Because if you can keep a man, if he's already kept, the pussy's already good. It's already, he's already enjoying the sex. He likes the way you suck his dick. He likes the way you're letting him fuck you, or the way you're getting on top of him and fucking him. But there's other things. When you're moving forward in a relationship, you have to be able to take care of a man, be there for him. You know what I mean?
True.
Cook him a meal. You need to cook him a meal. You give him, rub his back, touch him the right way, you know, be able to kiss him and let him smell you. You smell him, and you know, you can't fake chemistry.
What about conversation?
Conversation is so important. You need to be able to laugh with your man, be able to crack a joke, be able to be really serious. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much to keep in a man, and it's not easy. It's hard work. And I think the same for women. It's just a little bit easier for men because women will accept anything.
Is that true? You think women will accept anything?
Almost anything.
You think so?
Yeah. With men, you gotta show them like I will accept anything. I could do this for you. I could do your laundry. I could clean the house, cook a meal, go outside, work, make my money, come home, suck your dick. let you fuck me and still not be sweating. I'm still good to go. I could do something else.
You know what? I think I was still like, and I was saying this earlier.
That's how you keep a man.
My problem is that I don't accept a lot of shit.
True. You don't accept a lot of shit?
Yeah. Like, if you fuck up, if you fuck up, I don't know if I'm going to really stick around for that.
Fuck up, like, in what way?
Like, in, you know, in many ways. Like, if you cheat on me, I don't know if I'm going to stick around.
Nope. No, I'm not sticking around.
After that. So I don't know if women, but a lot of women do.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of women will stay with you if you cheat. And nothing against them, because everybody has their own thing. And maybe some guys learn.
So what if you was a man? Would you cheat?
If I was a man? I don't know. I think that men stop cheating when they've experienced a lot of things in their life and they get older and they don't feel right.
No, what I'm saying,
they're too lazy. To pump their
brakes. But I'm listening. But this is an honest question, ladies, though, for real. If you was a man, would you cheat? Be honest now.
If I was a man, go.
No, I'm just gonna say I have no idea what it's like to be a man. That's all. I can't say.
Okay,
you know?
so at the
end of you guys are wired differently than us.
But
you know?
But see, that's the whole thing, right? Though. It's like it, you know. See, one thing y'all gotta remember, right? Y'all can go get fucked in 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down the block.
No
yo,
problem.
You want some pussy? Boom. You know what I'm saying? A man, I don't give a fuck. You got money. You come in a Bentley, whatever you doing or whatever. You still gotta work. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like I said, we different, you know? So even if you say that, yo, nah, I ain't been in that situation. I mean, as a man, if you hit that, you're going to be looking at the next bitch like, I want that too. But not, you might not look at it as cheating. You might just look at it as like, yo, if I could get that. Now, cheating to me is when you really over there like that. Like, if you over there and you just keep...
So you're redefining cheating.
Yeah, basically. You're,
a little
yeah,
bit.
No, you
trying to save
you. You completely are now.
That's cheating, Raekwon.
That's cheating. Yeah, that's cheating.
For me, I don't think that people want to put all the blame on men.
This is how men think. I mean.
No, but people want to put all the blame on men. Men cheat. Every man cheats. Blah, blah, blah.
Women
blah,
cheat
blah,
just
blah,
as
blah.
Much, I think. Women
exactly.
Cheat. I don't know about
that's what I'm saying. Y'all a little bit more.
If not more.
Y'all a little bit more preserved with y'all sneaky shit.
Exactly. We're more.
You know?
We're
much
men,
better liars.
Men are dogs. 100%. Like, they get caught sniffing everybody's ass.
We just get caught. That's how we fuck up. We fuck up. We get caught. They don't get caught.
Exactly.
But I also think that this is my experience from, like, knowing men and knowing different women that I'm friends with. I also believe that sometimes for women, like, a lot of my friends that have been wild when we were younger, once they had kids, they kind of stopped all that because mm-hmm. it's harder for women because they tend to be more of the caregivers and spend more time with their kids, and they just don't have the time to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I know a lot of guys have more time on their hands. They don't have to be home as often. They're traveling. They got to do this. They got to do that. For women, sometimes I feel like it's just harder, just physically
to be
not
in a
as
place,
possible.
Right, where
and,
it, yeah. yeah. Unless they're... like working and it's someone at work.
But I respect a chick who's like, yo, before she do it, she tell you, like, you know, I'm ready to back out. You know,
no, that's one thing with my son's father. I cheated on my son's father and the guilt killed me, and I told him about it.
Told him.
You know, they always say if you cheat on somebody, you shouldn't tell them.
It's the stupidest mistake you could ever make. I did it myself.
I never,
and it's
they always say that because they say if you tell somebody that you cheated, that's to relieve your own guilt, and it's really selfish.
No, it is.
But it is selfish.
How is it going to help them?
It's not.
I told them, I'm like, babe, listen,
you just shouldn't
take it anymore.
See, that's your own guilt. That didn't do nothing for him.
100%, and it did nothing for me either.
Right, it kind of ruined your relationship.
What about open relationships? What about those? What do you think about
those? I think that's disgusting.
I can't do it.
But
you don't want to know your bitch is fucking somebody else.
You know, I had a chick tell me that before, like, yo, what you want to do? You want to just do you and, you know, like... I'm like,
no, I want to do
so
me and you fucking
me and
with
you
me.
Still,
I want
so
to
you
stay in the house.
Yeah, that's
so me and you supposed to just come in the door together. You bring a nigga in here, I bring a chick in here, whatever. Not, you know what I mean? I'm just like,
no,
wow, like,
that's disgusting.
No,
you know, I'm like,
I mean, for a man, like,
again,
y'all could just stick it. You know what I mean? Like, we got to take care of ourselves. Women, we have, like, it doesn't last.
Yes,
like,
we have to wipe it down.
It could start hanging. It could spread out, gaping. Like, nobody wants a big, wide pussy. And if you're spreading it out a lot as a woman, it's going to turn into that. You have to take care of yourself. Do Kegels. Take care of yourself. Don't fuck everybody. A man, on the other hand.
Do Kegels really work?
Kegels work, all right, for sure.
I've never tried it.
I do. I'm doing Kegels right now.
Me too. I am 270.
Oh shit! You can't do Kegels with your penis hole, can you?
Exactly. I don't even know what the fuck is y'all talking about.
It's when you tighten your vagina muscle and you like, it's like a workout.
Oh, I love that shit, right?
It's an exercise, exactly.
I love that
and
shit.
And guys like
Word.
When you do it on a dick, ladies. Yes. Men love
it's amazing when
that.
It's like, yeah.
A lot of grip.
Yeah, it's that good.
And you know what?
It's that rubber grip right there.
Yeah. No, and for the men listening. No, and for the men listening to our podcast, a lot of women can't.
Make it pussy. I
know.
Really?
Do a Kegel. A lot of women.
I never knew that
muscle.
Was the name
you gotta
before.
Practice it. You got to do it and do it and do it and
Kegels.
Do it to get better.
That
yeah.
keep a nigga
Kegels.
Feeling good about himself.
Kegels,
right there.
Kegels, tomato, tomato.
It is what it
oh,
is.
Oh, we out there. We live in the building.
But a lot of women.
Wait, it's like, being broad.
And that's a big sex tip. Like guys like when they like when they're stroking you and they pull out and you squeeze it back in. Guys Ooh. Really. Like that a lot.
Wait, Stephanie, yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that.
Grab it. Like that, you know the stroke up and down, in and out, in and out. When he goes out, you pull back in. Guys love that.
And then he comes inside of you, and you have a baby.
And then they come inside of you, and you have a baby.
All right, well, listen, we got to say something for next week, but Raekwon, thank you so much for coming.
Nah, yo, I had mad fun with y'all. Y'all is the realest.
I was like,
man.
Raekwon's going to do lip service? Is he?
And you know me, I'm a respectable guy, you know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Like,
yes.
And romantic.
I like, I'm all of that, but for the most part, I respect it because, you know, you got to have a little, you know, a little.
This is real life.
It's real life shit, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much, Raekwon. I appreciate you. It's weird because I like, this is like my brother right here, but I learned a lot today.
Mom, sorry, Angela.
Maybe a little too much.
It's okay.
So well.
That's okay. We all can be Cambodian refugees.
There you go.
I'm a big Wu-Tang fan. Like,
Who isn't, right?
Respect. Thank you.
Who isn't?
Much love to y'all, man, and y'all relationships. And, you know, like I said, it's so important to look at that person and, you know, have fun with them too, because all of this is a part of fun and you get to know that person, you know, and that's what keeps a relationship when you able to open up on both sides
and be friends.
You know, yeah, friends is number one. I had to learn
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know,
open up
if you
both
ain't my
sides.
Soldier, if you ain't my soldier, then we not really, it's beyond the pussy now.
No, and that's why
honestly,
I think my relationship works with
great
my man
advice.
Because we
Thank
were
you.
Friends.
I appreciate it.
For so many years.
Yeah,
friends first, baby.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Shalom.